At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Day before the NFL season starts, Joe, as I say good morning to you. Yesterday it was official, though, that Rafi Devers is now a San Francisco Giant. Good for him going at Freeland. Good for Willy Adames and Matt Chapman, the other two highest paid players on that team, the other two pillars and leaders on that team, having his back and the entire team having his back. And the way this team is playing right now, yeah, they got action.
When was the last time the Giants showed some life? I'm talking about showed some real fight and some grit and some unity. When was the last time we've seen this team get aggravated?
It's been years.
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 Last night was the night. Not only did Rafi Devers become a Giant, but it just felt like Giants fans were finally united by the fire that was lit on that field by Kyle Freeland, you bum. You bum. Who do you think you are? 8 pitches into that game, you serve up a dunk down the line as Devers is staring at it, and he's looking, he's holding the bat, he's looking, is it fair, is it foul, is it fair, is it foul? Not doing anything. And he barely bat flipped. 8 pitches into that, and you see it right now on our television screen. Literally. As we're watching. You could see the sun, as I was trying to explain. I don't think he knew if it was going to stay fair or not, or if he was going to get out. And Kyle Freeland, aggravated because he plays for the should-be-relegated Rockies, all right, goes over and starts jarring at him. And Rafi, who doesn't speak very well English, or at least we were led to believe because he has an interpreter.
Spoke well yesterday.
I could read the English coming through his lips on what he was telling Kyle Freeman he could go do, and I loved it. And let me tell you this. There's something about certain guys that just fire me up, all right? When I think of Robert Saleh coming back to the Niners, why is he so beloved? Because he shows emotion and passion on the sidelines when the head coach, that's just not his thing. That's just not his thing. Why do we love Fred Warner? Because Fred Warner will do a woo hit and then get up and then let everyone know about it.
Yep.
Why do we love Draymond Green? Even though we know Draymond might bite you. We know that he might bite you. He will take a block and then turn around and scream into the crowd, and it energizes the entire Chase Center, and we all love it, and we're screaming off our couches watching Adames run out there and Chapman run out there to defend their guy. That trio, when you throw in Devers, making as much money as they had with Logan Webb, the starting pitcher, sprinting on out there, and the rest of the Giants pouring out into the dugout. The Rockies woke us up, and Giants fans felt united. For the first time, it felt like finally the kindling was lit. This team has some passion.
And you know what I loved about that yesterday? That was great. That was awesome. You're on fire this morning, Joe. Willy Adames and Chapman both obviously getting ejected from the game alongside Kyle
Freeland. It's ridiculous.
But you know what?
It's ridiculous.
You know what? That's fine. Because the guys that came in after them, Casey Schmidt and Dom Smith, balled out.
Absolutely.
And that is what it was telling for me. That was a team win yesterday.
100%.
A total team effort. And them rallying around their superstar, their franchise guy. And I'll say it again, and I'll say it all morning. Yesterday in Colorado, against the Rockies, who, by the way, another reason Kyle Freeland's upset. 39 wins. That was their 100th loss yesterday.
Joey was
100.
He was 8 pitches into the game. He was 8 pitches into the game. What a clown.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
What a clown. And that, like, it's just, Rafi didn't show him up. It's not 1904. It's 2025.
He didn't even bat flip. Like he took a while. He didn't know if it was going to be a home run or not. Literally. That's how I looked
at it. As guys are doing bow and arrows and salutes from second base when they hit a Texas leaguer, you're mad at Rafi Devers? Be mad at yourself. Yeah. In the words of Mac Minister, don't hate the player. Don't hate the game. Hate yourself.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First Oak Credit Union for a low rate auto loan apply online. Or just ask
what
for First
Oak
Financing at the dealer. By the way, Kyle Freeland, I'm glad you brought up Draymond Green. It almost reminded me of when, like, the Warriors are without Steph and Draymond wants to get ejected early of a game. Kyle Freeland's like, yeah, you know what? It's first inning. Yeah, I don't have it. Let's just get ejected. Let's just go out of the pitcher. I got nothing. This is a stat line yesterday. Kyle Freeland, 0.0 innings pitched, 2 hits, 2 earned runs. See you later. Goodbye.
Look, and watching Willy Adames, look, I'm not ever going to condone violence, okay? That's not who I'm going to be, considering all of the terrible things.
It wasn't even a brawl.
No, I know, but considering all the terrible things I've done, like, there are real life issues, right? This is a sports scrum. That wasn't a real fight. So don't pearl clutch, all right? Let's just call it what it is. How soft is Major League Baseball? Because Kyle Freeland started the entire thing to, like, and then here comes Chapman. He gave a push, and Adames gave a push. A push?
I know.
A push? A push. As guys are throwing 100-mile-an-hour meatballs at each other's heads, a push is going to get you ejected from a game. I mean, Phil Cuzzy behind the plate. What a clown show. What a clown show. You spent 11 minutes of my time trying to figure it out of who you were going to blame, and you tossed Chapman and Adames? How about you toss the Rockies out of Major League Baseball with their 33 wins? I mean, Jesus.
Excuse me, 39. Don't skimp up on those 6 wins. That's 39 and 100, Joe. 39 and 100. By the way, the Giants, back over 500. 5 games back of the New York Mets for the third overall wildcard spot. They ain't done yet.
Look, I don't even care where this leads this year. Like, I don't care. They've lured me back in. Gosh dang you, Giants. You did it again to me. You lured me back in.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me right back in.
And this is what they do. But I got to say, there's a guy on this team that no one's been talking about. And Flem was bringing it up last night. And I love this kid. I don't even know how good he is. He might be a scrub, all right?
Gilbert.
Drew Gilbert is my guy.
Yeah.
There is something about this guy in the dugout. He fires everybody up. He's the little Energizer bunny. And they needed that. They had a bunch of flatliners. They bring in Adames. He's got a little attitude. And in a good way. I'm talking about in a good way. He's very effervescent. They bring in Devers. And I think Devers, we've just totally typecasted him incorrectly. I think Devers is just an absolute assassin ball player. Yeah. That's who he is. He's out here to mash every single at bat. He's trying to go yard or go off the wall. About time the Giants had somebody like that. And by the way, don't let it be lost. That was the 30th home run of the year for him. Now, I know 16 of them came in Boston. This guy's about to have 35 and 110, maybe 120 when it comes to RBIs. He's at 97, I believe,
96.
Right now. 96 right now with 30 jacks. let the record show he's the best left-handed hitter since Bonds. So all the people losing their minds because of the trade. Kyle Harrison has 11 starts in AAA and barely an under 4 ERA. Good for him. I'm rooting for him. I do that deal 10 out of 10 days.
He's hitting .464 over his last 10 games, Rafael Devers, too. 30 home runs, 96 Jacks, and again yesterday, the moonshot in that first inning. Gets into it with starting pitcher for the Colorado Rockies, Kyle Freeland, who then gets just kicked out.
If because, you're going to talk,
what the hell are you doing? Well, like, seriously.
That's my thing.
I've never seen that to start a game. I don't think I've ever seen that. Literally.
It was the softest.
The second at bat.
Charmin-like thing I've ever seen. And then here's the thing. If you're going to talk that talk, do something. He waited for everybody to get in between. I watched the whole thing over and over again.
Like, I honestly,
fake tough guy.
I could understand it if, like, it was the whole game and it's, like, the fourth or fifth inning and you're clearly struggling. Dude, you've thrown, like, how many, like, 10 pitches?
Yeah, I don't get it.
What are we doing here?
I don't get it.
That's what I didn't. So that's why I even said, Joe, I think he wanted to get ejected. I think he didn't even want to pitch yesterday.
That might be
the case.
You know
what? I don't want to pitch for the Rockies either if I'm him, because they suck. By the way, Logan Webb had some great sound bites. There's a lot of good sound bites after this game. And we got the guy that was on the call yesterday, Dave Freeman, joining us at 8:30.
I can't wait. I can't. I thought Javi Lopez was brilliant yesterday.
Yeah.
I thought Javi Lopez was brilliant.
He was great from the pitching perspective, too. He's like, dude, I get it. If I'm Freeland, I'm pissed, too. I get it. You just got to own it, man.
No doubt.
You just got to wear it.
And, for so long, I've been waiting for somebody on this team to show me they care. I've kind of bashed Chapman regarding his temperament, and you can have a Chapman-like guy if you got a couple of dudes with some pulses.
Yeah.
Like, Matos has showed me a pulse this year. I feel like, obviously, Adames has showed me a pulse, and regarding, like, energy. And Drew Gilbert coming up, I'm telling you, I don't know what this kid is, but he has an infectious personality.
Moxie.
And everybody is rallying around him. He's got, and I'm not saying this flippantly. There's a Dre Greenlaw-like intensity that he brings. He's not the impact between the lines just yet. We will see what his career ends up being. But there's something about when Dre's on that sidelines for the Niners, he would fire them up. When I see Drew Gilbert, there's something about this kid. He is dying to run out onto the field. There's this childlike energy, and I think this team desperately needed it. The fan base needed it.
And I want to hear from the fan base this morning, 888-957-9570. The Giants, again, I'm going to keep saying this, they have earned the right for us to now talk about them. As NFL season starts tomorrow, we're opening up today talking Giants baseball. I didn't think that was going to be the case a couple weeks ago, Joey, but they've earned the right for us to discuss them. And that game yesterday, it really was the win of the season. It was. And,
100%.
And to your point, they might not make the playoffs. They might not. But that looked like a galvanized team, a unit, everyone having each other's backs yesterday. And it was refreshing to see.
Look, Joe, in a game, and you referenced this earlier, but in a game where Adames and Chapman get tossed,
yep,
you get Dom Smith, yep, playing first base, making unbelievable plays at first. I don't know how they're going to figure this out. Dom Smith has to be a Giant next year. He has been incredible. Dom Smith, 9 for his last 30. He's batting almost .290 this year. .433 slugging. The check swing down the line was unbelievable. He has been a heaven send at first base.
He's been a model of consistency for this team.
Then you throw Devers at third. He was ear to ear smiling, playing third base, making plays on the move. I go, is that Pablo with a little more weight and a little more height? No, that's Rafi Devers playing the third base. You had Christian Kos playing shortstop for Adames, and then Casey Schmidt, who got rocked in the elbow the night before, he has to go out there and play second base, and he hits a home run in that game. And then, you know, Wilmer Flores, we totally forgot about him. He hits a home run in that game. Pat Bailey, he hits a home run in that game. Jung Woo Lee, he has multiple hits in that game and a sliding catch. Like, the whole team responded yesterday. It was exactly what I wanted.
888-957-9570. We'd love your participation. Carl, you are sweating.
I'm sweating full bore. I did a big workout this morning.
There
I'm
it
sweating.
Is. There's that workout.
I did it yesterday.
What'd you do?
What
was the workout? What was the workout today? Were you doing the home run trot? Like
today
Rafi Devers?
Was lats.
Okay.
And then some dumbbell things. And
okay,
yeah, I did a lot
go.
Of stuff.
Look at you. All
yeah,
right.
Some kettlebell in it.
All right. Look at
yeah.
you. You're getting after
then
it.
Then I went into the steam room. I shaved. And I'm just on fire.
The steam room? That's what Kyle Freeland did yesterday. As soon as he walked off the mound, he just had to go hit
that
the steam
guy
room.
Needed to ice bucket. Challenge himself for how weak that performance was.
We're going to hear from him after the game. We're going to hear from a lot of people. There was some media defending Kyle Freeland yesterday, too. That was kind of wild. We got Logan Webb talking about it. We're going to hear from the fans as well. 888-957-9570. As we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously rooted San Francisco. And I mentioned it. Giants now 70-69 on the season, 500 on the road. And you just look at the standings right now. Again, it's not the end all be all. Do I still think they're going to make the playoffs? Do I think they're going to make the playoffs? No, not right now. I'd bet against it. But I've seen crazier things happen. They're tied right now with the Cincinnati Reds, 70-69. The Mets, it's not like they're going to run away with it. The Mets are trying to lose these games. I know they won their last two against Detroit. They're 75-64, Joey. Crazier things have happened.
You know, I do want to say, you know, just tons of crazy things have happened. You never know. They might run out of games to be able to back in this one. And you know what? They're going to have to look at their July and their August start.
They have
no
one to blame but themselves.
Absolutely.
In that regard.
Absolutely. Yeah. But to me, it's bigger than that. And this is the kind of momentum I think you can carry over for next year and the year after. Because that trio, I'm talking about Chapman, Adamas, and Devers, think about how we thought about all of them just a couple of weeks ago. We're pretty low on them. I mean, I was ready to blow it up.
We literally were talking about whether you should just move off these guys and get a bunch of prospects.
At least one of them.
Yes.
Like, I was considering all of that. And now you look up and you have a galvanizing moment like you did last night. And I loved every minute of it. And to me, it was a signal to Giants fans, we care. And that's all we've asked for how many years in a row. We've had all these, you know, quiet, nice guys, you know, no pulse, platoony, replacement level players who have nice stories and are good people, but just don't show a lot of emotion. And then don't have the equity to get into it like that because they can ill afford to get suspended. So to have your top priced dogs all come together and show unity, about time. Like, I've been dying for that as a Giants fan.
Well, and I think that's where a lot of Giants fans are wondering this morning, and that's great that they're playing well. It's just, why did it take this long?
You know what? I don't know, but at least it's here.
No, it is here. But I think it's a fair question to ask. Is it because, and I know Steiny was making this point, like, is it because the pressure is kind of off now?
Maybe.
And they can just play with their no weight on their shoulders or anything like that?
Joe, let me ask you this. Not every year can be a playoff year for every team. Would you agree?
Sure.
Do you believe that there can be positive momentum at the end of a year that does carry over for a clique of guys on the team?
Yes.
The core.
I believe that. We see it in the NFL all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. I was going to say Detroit ending the year of Green Bay that one year. Remember, they won that huge game down the stretch. They carried it over to the year that they ended up playing the Niners in the NFC Championship game. Like, they had finished the season on a great run the year prior. The Golden State Warriors finishing out the 2021 season, even though they lost in those play-ins.
Yes.
Okay? The final month and a half felt like playoff basketball. And a guy like Jordan Poole and Wiggins, those guys, they were galvanized. And Steph obviously had the bum butt, remember? I felt like they carried that momentum over into the start of that 2022 season.
Yeah. No, they absolutely did. And, you know, I don't really care that it took them this long. It's the fact that they are clicking now.
Yes.
Now, I don't know what that means for Bob Melvin and his future on this team. But the fact that they are playing well right now and they are rallying around their guy, and you did have players sticking up for Bob Melvin, like, that says something, right? Like, hey, Sam, maybe you can find this. Since the Elliott Ramos comments, what's the record of this team? Is it 500? Is that what they've basically been for the month of August?
They finished 14-14 in August.
In August.
Yes.
But remember,
they lost like 8 of 9, and then they won 8 of 9. Now they're up at 9 of 10.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, since the Elliott Ramos comments kind of defending Bob, I think they are over 500. Not that it's going to be that many games over, but just speaks to this team right now. Everyone's stepping up. Dom Smith and Casey Schmidt coming in to fill in for Adamas and Chapman yesterday. And Schmidt, by the way, being another guy, one of those young guys that a lot of Giants fans probably wrote off, right? He's looked pretty good this season. I know that you look at the batting average.
Schmidt's
been amazing.
Awesome.
He's been awesome this season.
And he's done everything they've asked him. You want to play third? You want to play second? Can you play a little first? Go back to second?
Jung-Hoo Lee, another guy that's been playing great this season.
Quietly, he's figured it out. Yeah. He's figured it out quietly. Almost as quiet as the Valkyries win last night, being overshadowed by Devers and the guys get in a fight. How about our Valkyries?
I mean,
are they going to be in?
They're going to be a playoff team.
You ready to say it?
They have a winning homestand already. They had a 5-game homestand before 2-game final road trip to end the season. They've already gotten 3. Let's get greedy. Let's get 2 more. Let's finish this thing against the Wings, who are not a very good team. Minnesota Lynx, they're going to be tough. Absolutely. And then you got the Storm and then the Lynx again in Minnesota to wrap up the season. 4 more games to go, Joey. I'm feeling confident about the Valkyries.
And, you know, they're a team. I think it's a great example. They lost a player that was probably the best player on the team.
Caleb Thornton.
And they've galvanized around that person, and they've been energized by the passion of not just the fans, but the players on the court. Watch them play. They play with passion. I'm a big believer in someone on the team has got to play with some passion. Not everyone can treat this like a business. It's why I love George Kittle. It's why I love Fred Warner. You know, look, Patrick Willis went about it a certain way, and Justin Smith went about it a certain way.
Yes.
But you still need to have those passion players. You just do. And that's why Harbaugh, I'm going back to the Niners, that's why Harbaugh was so beloved for so long. As much as, like, Bill is one of the, I'm talking about Belichick, is one of the greatest coaches of all time. I do believe the Wolves are out to take a pick at his carcass because he never showed emotion. And there's something about these people who emote, who really truly show the passion. We love those players in sports. I'm not saying everyone needs to act that way. They're going to burn you at times. Draymond will burn you. You get too close to the sun, he will burn you.
Yes.
But gosh darn it, give me the passion. That's why I love sports.
And that's why the fans love you, Joe. It's all about the passion. By the way, I mentioned it. Dave Fleming joining us at 8:30, voice of the Giants, who's on the call.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.